cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Make our own whiskey. Welcome to the show, folks. I, for some reason, have no volume. There's my volume. Okay. Sorry about that. This is James Kelso, fumbling about, as always, in a live and lively fashion here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, coming to you on, September 19th, 2023. And we'll be together from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, as we are Monday through Friday every week. Thank you for joining us. And anybody that wants to chime in, 512-248-8252. I'll repeat that later, if I remember. And let's see, where to begin tonight? Here's a nice place to begin. As always, what did I do before truthsocial.com? What did I do before that? And, you know, it hasn't been around a long time. Donald Trump is listed as having joined truthsocial.com in February of 22. That's only a year and a half ago. And he has almost 6.5 million followers. But it's new. This show's been around a long time. Truth Social, I keep making that same mistake. TruthSocial.com has been around a very short time, and it is a very, very vital, it's as vital, imagine how vital it is to me. It's my oxygen, and it's vital to all of us. It's even if you don't read Truth Social, even if you've never visited the site, you're affected by its existence. It is the oxygen for many, many people, like Dan Bongino and like Donald Trump Jr., like Eric Trump. It's the oxygen for Steve Bannon, the oxygen for Charlie Kirk. It is the open channel. You know, I was looking at a sculpture, a statue of George Washington yesterday. It was a bronze sculpture of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Ronald Reagan. It was outside of the local Scheels, which is a sporting goods store. Amazing, amazing when an American corporation would do that, would put a bronze statuary little garden and benches. It's wonderful. On four benches that you can sit on, you can sit next to George Washington, who's a little bit larger than life size, or Thomas Jefferson, or Roosevelt, Theodore, or you can sit next to the bench on which Ronald Reagan is resting one of his cowboy boots in his cowboy hat. But George Washington, there's a quote, George Washington there's a quote from George Washington. It's something to the effect that in the absence of freedom of speech, liberty dies. I don't remember the exact quote. And that's what Truth Social represents. It is the freedom of speech upon which your liberty is now greatly relying. So anyway, let's go to Truth Social And there's something very interesting on there that I just noticed right before the showtime. And it is, let me go there. The president puts a link to a website called HungaryToday.hu. Well, I click on the link and nothing happens. Why don't you try it there at home? If you have more success than I do, call in to the show and say, no, I can get it on my, and then specify what you're using as a browser, whether you're able to log in or not, or see, load HungaryToday.hu, because on my computer, it's been memory hold. I have a bunch of computers around here, and I have several browsers. It's memory hold. It doesn't exist. Never happened. It's the sound of one hand clapping. It's a tree falling in the forest when no one is there. They made it go away. Well, so what's the point? The point is the nation of Hungary and the leader of Hungary, Viktor Orban, are big Donald Trump supporters. They're big supporters of freedom in America. Well, that's very inconvenient for the communists running our media. So they've apparently, this is what my initial take is, they've somehow managed to block HungaryToday.hu. And the link that the president gives, I can't read the whole link. I wanted to read the whole link to you because it looks really exciting. And I'll just read you the blurb from it that the president clipped and put on his post. And then he gave you the link to read the rest of it. Government condemns attempts to exclude Donald Trump from the elections. The Hungarian government will no longer accept any criticism from the current White House in view of the state of democracy in the United States, following the intention to exclude the most likely Republican. Dot, dot, dot. That's just a little bit of text that was put on the president's post. Now, don't you want to read the rest of that? Yeah, you do. But good luck. Let me try again. Let me link over here. Let me see if. Nope, this site can't be reached. HungaryToday.hu took too long to respond. Try checking the connection, checking the proxy and the firewall, running Windows Network Diagnostics. Okay, so why did it time out? Well, let's see. Was somebody causing it to time out? Yeah, somebody putting up a wall, sort of a firewall, so that I couldn't see it. Let me look at another computer. Okay, I'm go to another computer. Hungary Today, this site can't be reached. Different browser, another computer. This site can't be reached. So I can find, here's the Hungary Today Facebook page, but I don't know that that's related to HungaryToday.hu. I don't know if there's any connection between the two. So I don't have any way to know one way or the other. HungaryToday.hu is simply memory hold, as far as I can see. So let's go back to the quote. You know, this is like Winston Smith in 1984. You have to go from a little shred, a little tidbit of fact, truth, an observation, and infer some, fill in the blanks. That's what Winston Smith did in 1984. He figured it out that Big Brother and the deep state were, in fact, there was no, it was all a lie. He figured out it's all a lie, as the president would say, or as Donald Trump Jr. said, and as Donald Trump Jr. said yesterday, it's all BS. And Winston Smith figured that out. But by the end of the book, after being tortured by the deep state, Winston Smith came around to realizing, so to speak, collapsing. He collapsed. He was broken, a broken man, sipping his government-supplied cheap gin at the end of the book, And I think at the end of the book, he cries a tear. Tear runs down his cheek and lands in his cup of his glass of gin. And that's the state that they want us all to be in. They want you to be demoralized, stoned, fried, so to speak, fried in some way with something, a substance, or just with demoralization, depression, and just they want you to quit. So there you go. Hungary today. So I'm Winston Smith right now. I don't have any gin. I don't drink gin. If you ever hear me drinking gin on the air, then you'll know that Big Brother has been working on me. Where did that site go? Now let's go back to the quote. The Hungarian government. So this is the Hungarian government putting this out. Viktor Orban. The Hungarian government, a sovereign state, will no longer accept any criticism from the current White House. That means the communists, in view of the state of democracy in the United States. The state of democracy in the United States. In other words, Hungary is doing something unthinkable and unpardonable. I'm sorry, Viktor Orban. This is unforgivable, pal. You are telling the truth. Shame on you. In view of the state of democracy in the United States. In other words, we've gone to hell in a handcart. The Hungarians are looking at us, formerly the beacon of freedom, the light of the world, and they're seeing us, they're seeing how we have collapsed, and they say, we will no longer accept any criticism from those communists. And then they put there as the latest outrage, following the intention to exclude the most likely Republican. So that's where it must go on from there. They're saying, wait a minute, you're calling this a democracy, and you have persecutions going all over the country. You have every agency of the government working around the clock to try to destroy Donald Trump and prevent him from even appearing on the ballot. So in every state, the demon rats, the communists, are working feverishly in every state. How can we keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot? How can we exclude him from a primary? How can we how can we block his communications? How can we block his websites? How can we stop him? How can we choke him? How can we throttle him? It basically all comes down to a prime tenet of Bolshevism. How can we kill him? Because that's the morality of Bolshevism. What do you do with your enemy? You kill him. I mean, it boils down to that. It's very, very simple. Even among the communists, how did Stalin handle Trotsky? He killed him. So but how do the Bolsheviks handle the Social Democrats, who are also radical leftists? They weren't radical enough. They were rivals to the Bolsheviks, and the Bolsheviks rounded them up, one bullet in the head each. Small caliber, don't waste expensive ammunition, don't make a lot of noise, just one .22 in the back of the head. Thank you very much. That's the end of that guy. Next. That's how Bolshevism works, and that's what we're headed for in the U.S., Bolshevism. Bolsheviks have taken over. The IRS is buying weapons and ammunition by the truckload. Excuse me, wait a minute. The IRS is buying ammunition by the truckload. Something's not right with that. The IRS is buying ammunition by the truckload. Who's that ammunition going to be used on? Let's see. Oh, you mean me? You mean me? You mean my family? You mean my friends? You mean patriots? It's going to be used on us? Yeah, that's right. Or, I mean, they're just buying it for fun? They're just buying it on a lark? Is the IRS stockpiling ammunition? Had the IRS become survivalists? I don't think so. No, they intend to use it. So, anyway, there you go. That's our first entry from tonight's cavalcade of posts from the Donald Trump website, Truth Social. All right, let me hit refresh here because the president might have realized that link doesn't work and put up more of it so we can read it on his site. All right, there's a on a completely separate issue, switching gears here. This is something the president has been talking about a lot lately, and he obviously considers it extremely important. Abortion. He's been talking about specifically how do anti-abortion patriots win at the polls as anti-abortionists. Well, the president is very difficult. And this guy, Donald Trump, goes where no man has gone before and beyond. He goes, he's got guts. So he's addressing this issue. He said that if you, as an opponent of abortion, you know, life begins at conception, blah, blah. I've been doing that. My first presentation as a foe of abortion was in my first days as a John Birch Society member in the Kansas City, Missouri chapter. And I actually, you know, that was then and this is now. I was actually invited as a speaker, you know, volunteer speaker from the John Birch Society to a local school. And, you know, it's been a long time. I was, how old was I? I was like 20-something. I don't know how much I was even shaving. And I was invited to speak at a local public school on abortion, specifically as a John Birch anti-abortion advocate, to speak to classrooms of students at a public school to present the John Birch Society position on abortion. And I showed a video that we had, a John Birch Society video. I showed that in the classroom, and then I talked. Amazing. I was not much older than the kids I was talking to. I can't remember the exact age of the kids I was talking to. You know, they must have been around 15 years old, somewhere in that age range. And the 14 maybe. I can't even remember if it was what we called then a junior high or high schools that I was speaking at. But the events went very well. I had a very good reception from the audience. I cringe at the thought of hearing. I don't know how articulate I was back when I was 22 or 23. I don't know. But the I would probably be flabbergasted and amazed to hear and see myself. But I've been doing that since back then. But, you know, my position as a John Bircher and so on was life begins at conception. And we'll come back with this in a moment. Very, very important what the president has to say on this. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Thank you. you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Andy and Barney Fife, now a tired stern in the brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs in the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American towns. What anybody know what happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go?
We're back, folks. Isn't that, I was just listening to that song. And so, where did America go? Well, so here's a topic, the right and abortion. What the president is saying, now I'll read, let me read you his words so you don't, who cares what Kelso thinks? Let's talk about what Donald Trump says. Here's what he says. He posted this today to you. I was able to do something that nobody thought was possible. End Roe v. Wade. For 52 years, people talked, spent vast amounts of money, but couldn't get the job done. I got the job done. Thanks to the three great Supreme Court justices I appointed, this issue has been returned to the states, where all legal scholars on both sides felt it should be. Now the pro-life community has tremendous negotiating power. Like Ronald Reagan before me, I believe in the three exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Without the exceptions, it is very difficult to win elections. We would probably lose the majorities in 2024, and perhaps the presidency itself. But you must follow your heart. In order to win in 2024, Republicans must, here's what he's telling you, must learn how to talk about abortion. This issue cost us unnecessarily, but dearly in the midterms. Like, imagine if we had not lost the Senate. We have to expose the Democrats, like crooked Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, as being the true radicals on the abortion issue, in that they allow the killing of babies in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th months, and even after birth. But it was okay to, quote, rip the baby out of the womb, unquote, under Roe v. Wade, and destroy a living soul. Now, with Roe v. Wade no longer, the power to negotiate is with the pro-life movement, not the radical left. Democrats who are so willing to destroy life. So that's the end of the president's post. So what's he saying? He's saying that people like me, the John Birch Society speaker, back in, this would be in the night, what, this is the 1970s. I was talking to these kids. If you take an issue to a sort of absolute distilled purity, and you insist uncompromisingly on that purity of the issue, it's just a mechanical, I'll use other examples in political life, you are going to attract a smaller and smaller and smaller group of people who will support you. So, for example, a common thing you hear, you know, like, oh, don't pay income taxes. The income tax law is illegal. It's unconstitutional. The government should not have be able to levy a tax on your income. I can prove it, would say this advocate. And so whatever you do, don't pay your income tax. Stand on principle. Well, okay, how many people actually, now the people who go all the way there, okay? Or you just think of radical, you know, radical people with a radical food diet, or anything taken to an extreme level of distillation. It gets to, it appeals to a smaller and smaller group. And here's what the president is saying. Let me read the tea leaves for you. It's very clear what he's saying. The and he said it, actually he said it out loud in his recent, just one of his brilliant speeches. I don't know if it was in Iowa or South Dakota or in where it was, Washington, D.C., to Moms for Freedom or something. He said the breakdown politically in America on pro-life and, you know, what they call themselves pro-choice is about 50-50. And I'll continue with that in just a moment. That's politically very important. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilaji by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilaji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilaji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Very good, 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 good job. Moody Blues are such a responsive band. Just a slight signal from their producer, and they cut their marshals. So here is the question on abortion. The president is saying, if we have to talk about this to the public. I mean, what is a political contest? What is this upcoming 2024 election? It's a political contest. It's not an educational campaign. Well, it is that too, but it's a political contest. You have to deal with what the people believe. You have to deal with the actual people who are going to vote. The president's made the point. The pro-choice, pro-life breakdown is about 50-50. I could have that wrong, but that's what the president said. He said it's about 50 to 49, and he didn't say which side had the 50 and which had the 49. But the point is this: if you take what percentage of the American people believe, as I did as a young John Bircher, that life begins at conception, what percentage of America believes that? Well, the question has been surveyed extensively, very thoroughly, and it's been the subject of election after election. It's not a large percentage of the population. There is a large proportion of the population that thinks that does not approve of abortion. And the older or the more mature the baby is in the mother's womb, the more they are against that abortion. And you've got to, you know, if you're going to be in an election, you got to win. You got to have more cowbell. You got to win the election. If you don't have more cowbell, if you don't win, what were you doing? Trying to be a martyr? Trying to be holier than thou? Trying to go down in flames? No, you've got to win the election. And that's what the president said. He said by getting Roe v. Wade overturned, which he did, the question of abortion was returned to the states, to 50 different states. And then it is decided within the state. So what the Supreme Court decided is not that abortion is heinous or we oppose abortion. They didn't even talk about that subject. What the Supreme Court decided in overturning Roe v. Wade, thanks to the work of Donald Trump, is that it's not a federal question. Should never have been a federal question. Should not be the subject of federal statute. It's nowhere in the Constitution. Perfect grounds for that. And returns it now to the state. And then the president makes a point. Those of us in the pro-life movement now have, because of what Donald Trump did, we have our best negotiating position we've ever had. So that within our own states, here in North Dakota, pro-lifers are very strong. The Trumpers are very strong. We're the overwhelming majority of the state of North Dakota. So you know what? Try to get an abortion in North Dakota. Good luck. Good luck. North Dakota is a pro-life state. So I don't know who people who want abortions, I don't know where they go, but they don't get them in North Dakota. So they must have to go somewhere else. But in the state of, pick the most liberal state you can think of, I don't know which one that would be, probably very easy to get an abortion. And support for abortion is probably very widespread. So we're not going to get, if we run a candidate on a life begins at a conception platform, we're going to lose big time, big. We're going to lose the House, we're going to lose the Senate, we're going to lose the presidency, and then we don't have any negotiating position. Now we're martyrs. That's what the president is saying. So this is an early warning from the president to Republican candidates and to Republican advocates, people like me. So I'm taking the hint right now myself. Don't go down in flames, boys and girls. Win. Get more cowbell. And you win by pick the issues. Look at the numbers. Do people support open borders? No, they don't. Overwhelmingly, Americans want the border controlled. They want a border. So you emphasize that. You can be an absolutist on. You say, I want barbed wire. I want concertina wire. I want searchlights. I want mean dogs. I want a tight as a drum border. And the American people will support that. Or pick another issue. But don't go somewhere where the American people won't go. I gave the example of like people that get all freaked out about taxation. Nothing wrong with getting freaked out. And there's a place for such people as an educational, you know. In other words, someone can correctly point out, hey, the federal government should not have the power to tax your income. They should not. Constitution doesn't authorize that. But that's going to require an educational campaign if it's to succeed, and it probably won't. But if its odds are very, very slim, if you're in the habit of betting on 60-1 dark horses in horse races and betting your family farm on that, well, okay, go for it. But the American people don't object to the idea of being taxed. They object to being overly taxed. They object to being oppressed, oppressively taxed. So there's your campaign issue. Hey, you're screwing us all out of our wages. They will support you. But if you get up on the podium and say, taxation is absolutely wrong. I will not pay. I've never filed an income tax return. I don't carry a driver's license. It's the mark of the beast. I will not take an oath. I will not do this. I will not do that. That's the last one's not so bad. But you're losing audience as you go here. One or two people are going, whoa, right on. Oh, wow. You are 100%, Jack. But you're losing most of your audience. You're not going to win a race for dog catcher. So you've got to go with populism. That's what Donald Trump is, the master at populism. He is the greatest populist we've ever produced. And by populism, what that means, he's totally transformed the Republican Party. It's not the party of fat cats anymore. The fat cats are in the Democrat Party. It's not the party of, manufacturers, committees. The corporations are with the Democrat Party. It used to be the Democrat Party was the blue collar party, the coal miner party, the auto workers. Not anymore. No, Donald Trump has made us the blue collar party, the people's party. The working man's party and he's got an organization called Moms for Trump, the Moms Party. That's a populist party. Family values. That's a populist party. So Trump has completely changed. He's abolished the Rhino Party and replaced it with the MAGA Party. So there you go. Don't think he hasn't thought all these things out deeply for many decades. He's been thinking about this, chewing on it, thinking about it, looking at it, applying his brilliant mind to it. And he finally got into the political fight when he realized, hey, if not me, who? Who's he saw candidates like Mitt Romney and John McCain, and that was all he could take. That's all the Republican Party could come up with is Mitt Romney? Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham. I'm going to have to run. Somebody has to. I have to do something about this. That's why Donald Trump got into it. He's not a born politician. He hates politics. Well, he's a businessman. I think he's loving being instrumental in saving America as a politician. You know what I mean when I say to you, he's not a politician. He's gotten into politics in spite of himself, and he's loving that at the risk of his life and at the risk even of his family, which is the harder part for him. I don't think he has any qualm at all about risking his own life, but his family is also at risk. That must have been the hardest and continues to be the hardest part for him. But he's willing to do it, and his family's willing to do it. So he's saving us. All right, let's go back to let me go to my message board here. I haven't looked at it for a while. I've been carried away with my soliloquy. Let me get over here and get on. There we go. Okay. Gregory in California is calling. What's on your mind, Gregory? If I didn't lose him, I may have lost him. Gregory in California. Ground control to Major Gregory. Are you there in California? Well, okay, I probably, through fault of my own, probably he's lost. But now let's go back to President Trump. And so we covered that. It's worth talking about more later, some other time. And to fill out the rest of the point he's making, he's saying, and this is what he does, Democrats like the Virginia governor, I forget what his name was, but he was a doctor, and he was advocating for post-birth abortion. He actually said this on national TV. The demon rat communist governor of Virginia, forgotten his name now, and he said that as a doctor, we deliver the baby And then after it's born, we talk to the mother about whether we're going to, he didn't say kill, but whether it's going to live. What? Yeah, that's right. And what Donald Trump is saying, talk about it that way, Republicans. These people that we're trying to defeat, they believe in killing babies that have been born, that are crying, that are looking at you. They believe in killing those babies. They believe in ripping six-month babies out of the womb that are obviously viable. They are babies. And killing them. So, and then the president says, don't make it a debate over, okay, and because there's so many women out there, and I guess there are men too, who think, okay, I got pregnant, I'm going to get an abortion, and I'm 1 month pregnant. We oppose that. We would say to her, don't do it. That's your baby. Don't kill your baby. But if you run on that, that if you vote for me, I'm an absolutist on abortion, and if you vote for me, there will be no abortions anywhere, anyway, anyhow, nothing. No, nothing's going to happen, and we'll punish you if you try to do it. They're going to vote you down. You're going to lose big time. You're not going to have any political power at all. You're going to have the same amount of power that the never file an income tax people have. And so the president is saying, we got to win. We've got to win. What did he say? Well, yes, you have a moral duty. And this is a moral question, too. This is not compromising or being wishy-washy or, you're compromising with the devil. No, you're not compromising with the devil. You, all of you, I, all of us, Donald Trump, what's our moral duty as patriots? What's our moral duty in politics? Is it to be right? Absolutely right? Or door number two, is it to win? That's right. It's door number two, to win. That's not compromising. It's like the morality on the battlefield in a war. The patriots fighting at Poitiers against the invading Moors, their duty, they have two choices there. They can, well, you have two choices in a battle. You win or you lose. And if you lose, you're dead. What is your moral duty in a war? It's to make sure that other guy dies, not you. Even better would be don't have the war at all. Prevent it. Peace through strength. Ronald Reagan said it. George Washington said it. The best guarantee of peace is a strong army. But if you're in that fight for your life, your duty to your children, to your family, to your descendants, to your people, is that you live. And that the other guy, and not live by running, that you fight and then make sure that it's the, how did General Patton say, I think was it General Patton who said in his speech to the troops who were about to launch the Normandy landing, he said, and it's not the same as the speech you saw in the movie. The speech in the movie has elements of his actual speech, the one given by, what's his name, George P. Scott. George S. Scott, George Scott. In the actual speech, he uses a lot of vulgarity, a lot of profanity. He talks like a soldier, two soldiers who are scared out of their minds because they know that what they're going to do is going to kill a lot of them, which is to walk into machine gun fire, just walk right into machine gun fire off a boat with 100 pounds, 60 pounds, I don't know, what did they have on their back, 100 pounds, jumping into the surf. I mean, it's hard enough to jump into surf with mines and anti-tank barricades and barbs in the water. And now you got machine gun, heavy machine gun fire coming at you straight into your face. They knew what was that was going to be, and they heard it as they approached the beaches at Normandy. They heard the bullets bang, bang, bang on the steel plate of the runway of their landing craft, which was about to be lowered, and all those bullets were going to come in on them. And the guys in the front, do you want to be the guy in the front? You know, what do you do? And these are your buddies behind you. Do you scramble to get behind a few of your buddies so that they'll take the first bullets? No, you don't do that. You're a man. You don't do that. You know you're going to get it. You know you're going to take the bullet that's not going to hit your buddy five people back. It's not pretty. Politics and war, very similar. We'll be right back after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I think our final segment here, and here I'll play this for you. I don't know if there is a recording of the actual Patton speech in his actual voice of this. I don't know. So Somebody could enlighten me on that. But here's the George C. Scott version. George C. Scott died in 1999. And, of course, you all remember him from the movie Patent. And this is a speech he gave in front of that giant American flag behind him. And I believe this quote, they used the actual speech, and then they took some of the book, some of the more colorful parts of it out, and they watered it down. But I think this is accurate, so let's find it. Where is it? Here it is. Remember, this isn't Patton, this is George Scott, but this is what he said. Too bad he was killed, probably by the Bolsheviks, by the way. Probably murdered by Bolsheviks in Germany after the war. He was going to come back to the U.S. and run against the communist regime of Franklin Roosevelt. And he had announced that. So he had to die. Same way the Bolsheviks feel about Donald Trump.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Okay, so that's your duty. In a political or a military fight, your duty is to win. Your moral duty to your children. If you don't win, guess what you just did? Oh, you lost. That's not what your children are counting on. They want daddy to come home from the war victorious. And they want you to win, sweep the election so that you can set up the kind of country that your kids deserve and want. So that's what, that's on this abortion issue, that's, we've got to win. So go with the issues. There are 80% issues, 70, 80, 90%, where we're that popular with, as populace with the people. On issues where it's kind of 50-50, iffy, oh, we're jumping over the waterfall if we make that the basis of our campaign. We're screwing up. So the emphasize that the Democrats, they love abortion. They go with that. They want everybody to they want everybody. They want abortions. You know, they think that's just wonderful. That's just birth control for them. So speak of it in that way, Republicans, and you can win. Otherwise, guess what? You lose. All right. You lost the war. All righty. That's all we're going to have time for tonight. Time went too fast, and we'll be back again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse to... I think Donald Trump is speaking tomorrow. I think we may be able to cover that tomorrow. So I'll see if I can't scrounge that up and have it ready for you right here. See you tomorrow night.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Thank you.
is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.